This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Police in Chicago say four people are dead, four others were wounded in an early morning shooting following an argument at a home. No word of arrests yet. Police in Alabama are searching for a gunman who opened fire at a fire hydrant plant this morning, killing two people and wounding two others. The shooter is identified as a worker at the plant, although we don't yet know of a motive for the shooting at the Mueller Company plant in Albertville. The National Weather Service is warning of a dangerous heat wave across the West. Temperatures going up to 114 degrees in Tucson, Arizona. Meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
We're looking at record temperatures over a large portion of the country, from California even into the plains. And these well above normal temperatures continue straight into the weekend. So this is a long duration event.
California, the first state to lock down in the pandemic, is lifting most of its COVID restrictions beginning today. Governor Gavin Newsom credits residents for getting COVID shots.
We have now administered over 72% of Californians 18 and older have received at least one dose of vaccine.
Mexico has just received more than a million doses of Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines donated by the U.S. Next stop for President Biden, Geneva, for his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow. A lot of people are watching this matchup. Here's our Sagar Magani.
At a news conference at NATO's Brussels headquarters, the president described Putin as bright and tough.
As they say, when he used to play ball, a worthy adversary.
And he won't necessarily trust what Putin says.
I'd verify first and then trust.
Earlier in an NBC News interview, Putin denied allegations that Moscow's conducted cyber attacks on the U.S. and meddled in elections.
This is AP News. There is a new report from the intelligence community warning of the possibility of more violence by QAnon followers. Our Mike Gracia has this.
A new report compiled by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security warns some adherents of the QAnon conspiracy theory could target Democrats or other political opponents for more violence. The report was released Monday by Senator Martin Heinrich, a Democrat representing New Mexico. The report warns some QAnon adherents could come to believe they have an obligation to engage in real-world violence. While he was in office, President Donald Trump praised QAnon followers as people that love our country. According to an Associated Press review of court records, at least 20 QAnon followers are among those charged with federal crimes related to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Dow opened down this morning about 3 points, but then turned up. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.